Topic 1. Technique 20. Physical evidence. Technique 20 involves supporting the validity of statements you write with physical evidence. For example, fossils of dinosaurs prove that dinosaurs lived on planet Earth. Physical evidence is extensively used in the sciences, and paleontologists searching for fossils is one example. Archaeologists search for physical evidence of ancient civilizations. Geologists look for physical evidence to evaluate geological hypotheses, and to find mineral deposits and fossil fuels. Criminal investigators search the crime scene for physical evidence to apprehend and convict criminals. However, chemists and other experimental scientists carry out experiments to obtain physical evidence. That is, experimental results are usually some form of physical evidence. The technique that I am discussing in this topic overlaps with Technique 19, which dealt with displaying original or creative work as proof or supporting evidence. Original or creative work is also a type of physical evidence. Thus, the strategies used with Technique 19 are somewhat similar to the strategies used with Technique 20. Subtopic: A Note on Evidence in Criminal Investigation. Criminal investigators divide the concept I am discussing in this topic into two categories, which are biological evidence and physical evidence. I am using one category because biological evidence involves chemical traces that are physical in nature. In addition, from the point of view of the writer, biological evidence is treated the same way as any other category of physical evidence, with one exception. Specifically, if you are writing about criminal investigation or forensic science, you should label the evidence as either biological or physical evidence. Subtopic: Writing about physical evidence that is documented in published sources. When you are writing involves a topic and or physical evidence that is documented in published sources, you could use the conventional citation strategy. In this case, the citations confirm the validity of the physical evidence, which are used to support the validity of your statements and claims. If the physical evidence is displayed in a museum, you can also use the museum as the reference. If your topic and or physical evidence involves a city, nation, or large wilderness area, it is most likely documented in published sources. Some examples are the Rocky Mountains, the Grand Canyon, the South Pole, Niagara Falls, Yellowstone National Park, Howe Caverns, Chernobyl, New York City, Times Square. The above are the topics for writing project. Physical evidence that is documented in published sources can sometimes be personally investigated by the writer, such as the above examples. When this is the case, citation from published sources can be reinforced with your own personal photographs and/or videos. Photographs can also be used without any citations from published sources, if you are dealing with locality or structures that are well known. When the physical evidence involves a large geological or geographical entity, writers may be able to make their own personal discoveries and document them with photographs and text. Subtopic: Using Google Maps, Earth, Moon, Sky, and Mars to find physical evidence, or to find a topic to write about that involves physical evidence. Google has a number of specialized search engines and software that are designed for searching for locations and structures on the Earth, Moon, space, and Mars. Most of these searches provide either maps and/or photographs. This includes pictures taken from street level, as well as from satellites. The search engines can be accessed, and the software can be downloaded, from the web links presented below. Google Maps, see www.google.com web link. Click on the icon labeled Earth to obtain a satellite view. Google Earth, see www.google.com web link to download the latest version of Google Earth, see www.google.com web link. Google Moon, see www.google.com web link. Google Mars, see www.google.com web link. Google Sky displays the stars and planets, see www.google.com web link. Also see about Google Sky at www.google.com web link. Subtopic: If the physical evidence is your original discovery, and it is not documented in a reliable published source, it might be more difficult to convince the reader that your evidence is valid. Simply describing the evidence will probably be inadequate. However, if you add photographs and/or video to the description, your evidence is more likely to be believable. Ideally, you should provide the location of the evidence, so that readers can examine it for themselves. This is quite feasible when the physical evidence involves large structures created by nature, or architecture created by humans. If your evidence is a small structure, it may be feasible to display it directly to the readers. This is possible if you are dealing with a small group of readers, such as in a university or corporate setting. Subtopic: describing physical evidence accurately, without contaminating the description with assumptions. When you are writing about physical evidence, you have two sections that should not be intermingled. The first is your description of the physical evidence, which ideally should include photographs and/or videos. Your description should be based on observable facts, which can be seen by others who have appropriate training. Your interpretation and/or hypotheses that relate to the physical evidence should not be placed in the same paragraph as your description. If the evidence is a major component of your document, your description of the evidence and your interpretation and/or hypothesis should be placed in separate sections. The section should have labels indicating description of evidence and interpretation of evidence. The ideas and suggestions presented above are especially important when the physical evidence is your own discovery. When you are dealing with evidence from published sources, the material in this subtopic might be less important or even irrelevant, with one exception. Specifically, if you are interpreting the evidence you obtained from published sources in an original or unusual way, then the strategies presented above should be applied in most cases. Subtopic: avoid inadvertent erroneous interpretation of physical evidence. Your interpretation of the physical evidence and hypothetical concept should be supported by the evidence. A simple way to avoid irrational assumptions is to ask people with a scientific background to examine your writing, see if you made any unreasonable assumptions. There are many examples of irrational interpretations of physical evidence on the web. An example of an irrational interpretation of evidence is often seen when people claim they are seeing flying saucers, or spaceships, from other planets. This, of course, is unreasonable, because there are so many strange-looking flying objects that human beings have created over the last 100 years. This includes balloons, kites, miniature airplanes, drones, jet aircraft with unusual shapes, and satellites. In addition, there are a large number of natural objects in the sky, including meteors, stars, planets, comets, and occasionally unusually shaped clouds and lightning. In general, it is difficult or impossible to identify every object seen in the sky, on the ground, or in the oceans. If an entity can be identified, or cannot be explained, it does not logically follow that it is from another planet. Additional and supporting information for this chapter from the web. Chemistry: evidence of orbitals. Fossil evidence. Climate change: evidence from the geological record. Evidence for distinct modes of solar activity. Google search pages: interpreting scientific evidence. Introduction to forensics. The Theory of Interpreting Scientific Transfer Evidence, by Richard S. Frank, Stanley P. Sybil. 20 Tips for Interpreting Scientific Claims, by Judith Curry. Interpreting Evidence. Astrophysicist, quote, "A vibrant scientific culture encourages many interpretations of evidence," close quote. Articles on astrophysics. Boundless, quote, "The fossil record as evidence for evolution," close quote. Video and text, using fossil evidence to evaluate changes in environment and life conditions. Video: global warming, evaluating the evidence, Chemistry for All, The Fuse School. Video and text: new evidence found on how solar winds blow, by Tariq Bazley. If you want to go to Chapter 22 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.